Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Life I know to compare with pure enough. Life, play experience. I am your hostess with the mostest. Mostest of what you ask? Well, we'll talk about that. Welcome to the playground of life. I am Umbasa Sofera. I'm one with all beauty, all justice, all harmony, all balance, all joy, all peace, and always all love. Thank you. I'm so full of gratitude. We talked about gratitude last week. I am so full of gratitude for you who come here to the playground with me to examine ourselves every week, just to see how much we are really passionately loving and appreciating ourselves, to see and check and balance, you know, talk about harmony, yes, stepping in rhythm, yes, you know, talking about how much, yeah, that we are actually enjoying who we are with all our flaws. Yeah. Because either you're doing the darn thing or you're not. Either you got yourself together or not. There is no gray area. Is you is or is you ain't, my baby? That's what you ask yourself. We're too busy asking somebody else, but how about asking yourself, is you is or is you ain't, my baby? Are you my star? Are you my light? Gifted to me from my Creator. Are you who you say you are? Are you who you desire when you look at yourself in the mirror? Hmm. Are you using your pure imagination, the gift of imagination that so many people run away from? Are you using this wisdom faculty? It's such a beautiful gift from our Creator that for us to use at any given moment, it taps us in to hear the voice of the Creator. It taps us in to see the Creator in our lives. Yes? To look through the eyes of God, where you need no middle man, no middle woman. Go look in the mirror. You will see God because you are God. You belong to God. God, apostrophe S, you belong to the whole. Therefore, you are God. You are created in the Creator's image. You can't run. You can't hide anymore. It's time to stay right here on the floor, look at yourself in the mirror, and dance, baby. Dance. It's your time to dance. It's your time to just fly and spiral off of that floor, and then just land when you feel like it. Ground yourself. Breathe in more God, and keep moving. All have the capacity to love unboundingly, if there's such a word. Doing it first from just filling out our own cups, allowing ourselves to be in joy and enjoyable for ourselves. For ourselves. You can't go past that. I tell you, it's an interesting thing, you know. It's like thinking about either you have it or you don't. Either you are doing the darn thing or you're not. Either you got yourself together or you don't. I do this work every single day. Most of the work that I do every single day is on me, whether I'm working with the other me's or not. I am working on me. Other me's meaning anyone who comes to me for assistance. Guess what? Guess what? Secret? Yes. I'm working on myself when I'm talking to them. I am working on my inner self when I'm talking to them. Don't be fooled. When you go to a therapist of any kind, whatever you are bringing to them, they have either just went through, going through, or will go through. Because we're committed. Those of us who are committed, we are committed to healing. Yes? Healer, heal thyself. All of us have flaws. We come on this playground. I come on this playground every week. So I can get your help, yeah? Come on, I want to play. I want to passionately love and appreciate myself more. I want to open a door for you to see what's in store for you to be more. For you to passionately love and appreciate you, too. So I come on here with all my flaws. Yes, indeed. Yep. Flaws. Flaws, baby. I'm bringing them right here to the playground so we can heal. We can deal and heal. And get our joy. Get our joy. Laughter. Raise our endorphins. Have some fun. and know that we are the one. We are the one. We are the one. Yes, indeed. And that's not French, we. Even though yes is good. I know a little French. I come on this playground of life every day. I wake up. I breathe in. And I say, yes, thank you. Thank you, Most High. Thank you for another chance. I am grateful today for another chance. Yes, I have learned to be more grateful. Sometimes it takes time because we take so much for granted. We take so much for granted. We just decide, oh boy, you know, we start thinking about the things that we don't have. We start thinking, oh wow, you know, I need to get this, I need to get that, that's not coming. We start worrying. Worrying takes over most of our time. So in fact, we're not living anymore. We're in fact dying because we're not allowing love and life to enrich us. We're not paying attention to the breath of us that is God. What we breathe, the air we breathe, we're not paying attention to the fact that that is God. That's the air we're breathing it in and out, but we're taking it for granted. So we're not focusing on the beauty and the gratefulness of this life, this love, that is the Creator. I say yes today. I say yes today, right here on this playground. It's okay. I'm just saying. To everybody who thinks I have to show somebody this, I have to look like this, I have to look like that. Forget that. Forget that. Take a moment. Breathe. Take in the Creator. I can't tell you enough about breathing. I talk about it every week, and I share some meditations I may do one a day, but it's like, yes, and then you can be like that, what I just did. it's time for us to just keep it real, be honest about who you are and whose you are. You got an opportunity in this moment to be revealed, to allow yourself to totally be revealed for who you are being in this moment, and be okay with it, and say yes to it. And if you need, we hope to trust to get to a place where we don't have to forgive anymore. That we are just so in alignment with truth of who we are that we just know that everything is perfect, everything serves further, every adversity has something to equal with greater value. You know, all those good things, them ting and ting that sound good and are good and yummy at times to take in and nourish our mind, our soul. But if we do have to take a moment to forgive ourselves and others for anything they may have done to hurt us, we just take that moment and do that. Just breathe. You take a moment to just breathe in the love of the Creator. It is really, I'm telling you, it's so yummy. I mean, when you just really do it and you just take your time and just pay attention to it, it's the simplest form of healing and powerful healing that you could ever have. No medicine is more powerful than the breath that you take in of love of God. There is no other magic pill that can do it. Because guess what? That is actually what assists you in anything that you do. Because without your breath, you and no medicine, how would it work? What? Hello? Is anybody home? Hello? Is anybody there? without your breath, nothing would work for you in this body. This body. Not this body, but this body. Anybody home? I'm glad y'all came to play with me on the playground today, because I am raw. I am raw. This conversation is raw. I am raw. Yes, indeed. I am here. I am present. Is Obasa here? Present. You remember when you say that in school? You call your name. You say here. Some people say here. Some people say present. Here. Funny to see you remember the darndest times, I tell you. Anyway, I didn't even tell you who was at the top. At the top, we had George Gorillaz, Pure Imagination, followed by his wonderful piece, also Hopes and Dreams. You can tell what kind of space I'm in, you know. I love George because he speaks to my heart all the time through his music, you know. You can find his music at evzonemusic.com. EV is in Victor. Zonemusic.com. Love George. It's Gorillaz. I followed by Ebony Ram. A piece that I love of hers called Life. Blend of jazz, vocals, and her beautiful poetry. Thank you, Ebony. You can find her at ebonyram.com. ebonyram.com. And then, you know, who comes to the playground every week? They bring me on every week. My boys, Dalil and Dakari. Ah. Row, row, row your boat. A powerful rendition of Roll Your Boat. Hey, you cannot, hey, just telling you, you can't beat that. I just love hearing those boys talk about row, row, row your boat, gently down the stream, merrily, 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 life is golden dream. Yes, I know, every week I kind of tell you, yeah, I mean, I know what the lyrics are written as, but they rewrote their own version. Come on now. Where y'all been? Life is golden dream. Is that better? Not butter dream. Okay. Life is golden dream. Out of the mouth of babes. They're trying to tell you something. These babies that have come in, the ones that's coming in now, and the ones who just came in some years ago, I mean, they are bringing it, okay? And you can't hardly tell them nothing either. Now, I love all my babies and of all ages, but these ones right now, you try to tell them something. I mean, go back. I'm gonna say 10 years. I'm gonna keep it in here, like from 2000, maybe 14 years. We go 14. We go 2000. But it's, you know, you're trying to tell them something. You are not getting ready to be able to tell them pretty much of nothing. And they will accept it. You watch their eyes. They'll accept what you said. You know, you got a lot of force behind you, and they're like, okay, she might do something to me. But if you have a loose hand, you got a loose mouth too over there. And they're bringing it. You know, we think because they're in little bodies. They just came from Creator. They just came from Source. They just came from power. How could they not be powerful? Just because a little baby that you hold in your arms, you have to hold it. Okay, just because you have to hold that baby in your arm doesn't mean that baby is I can't find the word because they're not that. Okay, They are powerful. Let's just say what they are, okay? They are powerful beyond measure. You get to hold all that power. You are the one that's blessed. That baby's going to be taken care of no matter what. If the baby was left in the wild forest and the Creator wanted that baby to be taken care of, it's been done. That baby will be taken care of by whatever animals or people that's in the forest. Trust that. Okay? For real and for real and for real. Take it there. Because that is a show shot. And we are all taken care of just that way. The light of God always surrounds us. The love of God always enfolds us. The power of God always protects us. And we're going to take a break. We'll be right back on the other side.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Are you ready to come out to play? To passionately love and appreciate who you are? Join me, Mombasa Sophia, on the playground of life, the play experience, every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern, where we always serve a raw, delicious smorgasbord of healing the mind, the heart, and the soul into this spectacular circle of life. Are you ready? See you on the playground. Be there or be square. The Play Experience, 7 p.m. each Thursday, here on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
I'm tired of running from my life.
Hello, family. I'm Celeste Morgan, host of The Celestial Show, and I want to invite each and every one of you to join me on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern to receive divine messages through tarot, numbers, and my intuition. Break out to the other side with laughter and information you can use to get the life you truly want to live. Remember, that's every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I'll see you there.
Ready to live in the yes? Join me, Rev D, the Reverend Dr. Deborah Johnson, here Tuesday evenings, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific. Call in with your questions and comments as together we explore spiritual qualities and learn practical tools that unleash our spiritual power. We mix in some music, spoken word, readings, prophetic utterances. You want in on this? Living in the yes. 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific, right here on Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Thank you. Everything we do is a result of whatever thoughts are rooted in our minds. Our peace, joy, confusion, and what we hold to be right or wrong all reside here. When our relationships become chaotic, it is a reflection of what we are holding in our minds. Depending on how we let our thoughts and beliefs influence every moment of our day, will determine how unstable or harmonious our relationships will be. We can decide to make a permanent residency with this confusion, or we will decide to use our minds to create a much more gratifying reality by first dispelling the myths we live by, most of which are not serving our highest good. Where do you stand with your beliefs? How do you choose to live? What fears are sharing your living space in the recesses of your mind?
I got a nice opportunity to ground. Yes, indeed. Oh, yeah. Yeah. One thing about being raw, you know, it's, you just have to keep it real. It's, you talk about what fears are sharing your living space in the recesses of your mind. And of course, that was Yours Truly on Bhaskar Vera from my Soul Journey to Truth album, but that one was called The Infamous Mind, talking about how, you know, our minds, man. Our minds will take us on a journey, you know. It could either take us on to the highest peak of the mountain and jump up and down like Rocky, or it could take us to the pit of the valley. And we can wallow in all, find all the mud to wallow in, find all the people to wallow in the mud with. You know? We're here on the playground of life to play experience. And, you know, at the top of this second half, my good friend, everybody's my good friend, that's right, Michael Hewlett. And you can find his music on michaelhewlett.com. That's HULET.com. He did a beautiful rendition of one of my favorite songs of all time, Europa. I also like it. I like it, but whoever does it, it's like My Funny Valentine is one of my other favorite songs. I don't care who does it. Pretty much, you can't really do it wrong, you know. Anyway, I give thanks. I give thanks to the Most High Creator. You know, coming here on this playground again every week, you know. Sometimes I miss a week, you know. Mama said, you can't come out to play today. You got homework to do. I don't mind. I still come, even if it's a repeat. It's okay sometimes to repeat. Sometimes to come again. Talking about love, talking about gratitude. We've been talking about a lot of different things. But all of it is the Creator. All of it is love. All of it is God. When we allow our minds to bring in that light of God, to bring in that joy, that's where we find the understanding. That's where we find the peace that passes all the understanding. You know? So when I say, where do you stand with your quote-unquote beliefs? Where you stand? Your feet represent understanding. Where do you stand in this moment? What is your truth? What fears are occupying the living spaces in the recesses of your mind. Can you honor that with the time that you spend with those fears? Can you just be with that for a moment and just honor it? Just say, yep. I've been hanging out with that particular fear, that particular sorrow, that particular guilt, that particular pain, that particular shame, that particular blame, disdain. I've been hanging out. You know what? I'm tired. Not tired, but tired of hanging out with them right here on this playground of life. I need some new friends. I need some new friends right now. I'm looking around for some joy, some harmony, some peace, some passion, some laughter. Wow. Okay. I see them, but how do I get over there where they are? Because that's who I want to play with. That's who I want to passionately love and appreciate myself with. That's what I need. Those are the friends that I need to represent who I am. Right here. On this playground of life. I want to take my place with them. But how do I get over there? I wonder. I know there's many roads to get around there, but what's the shortest route? I have done so much in terms of this, and I really am ready to just get over there with all of those guys. Love and joy and laughter and passion and fun and they look like they are really, really enjoying life right now. So let me see. Let me see how I can use my fertile and my pure imagination and let it run rampant. Let it run away with me. Take me with it on the wind, as my good friend Sherry Marie would say. Let the wind carry me. and I will ride born free. I know I added the word Sherry, but that's okay. Yes, indeed. On that magic carpet ride. Let's see how I can let this creator's light, this creator's love, this magic carpet ride just beam through me right now. Let me see how I can imagine a bright white light just beaming down from above, right from the creator source. As I know within myself that it only belongs to me right now. I just allow it. Let me see how I can see it spreading joy, peace, and protection. And love all over and around my body, all through my body. Let me see how I can allow its radiant energy to penetrate every cell, every nerve. Let me see if I can just allow all my systems to vibrate. With a newfound health, vitality, and well-being. Let me see how I can allow this to feel so good as I breathe in the breath of God deeply. to my own rhythm, to my own dance. Let me see with my fertile, pure imagination how I can allow this light to expand itself and intensify itself inside me. How I can allow it to heal me from within. How I can allow myself to just cozily get inside this light and let it envelop my body into a cocoon and feel it and feel it and feel it deep within me, deep within my mind, in every part of my brain. Feel it in every cell, every bit and atom of my body. Feel it, the dazzling white spiritual light of God. Boy, does it feel so great. This light, spiritual light that's always loving me. It always has, and it always will be with me. Wow, it feels so good. And I know, and I'm so thankful that this light will always remain with me. My imagination is working. I'm so thankful for this gift. And because I have recognized that this spiritual light of God is in me, my personal power right now is multiplying many times over. And now, right now, I know I have the power to command this light of mine that I'm given. I just got given. I just got blessed with this light. Now it's mine. So I can do what I want to do with this light. I can send this light anywhere I please. I can send this love and joy to whomever I want to send it to. Oh, looky now. Wow. Fertile imagination is something else, isn't it? Are you feeling it? Because this light, guess what? It can never be diminished. But the more I use it, the more we use it for others, you know how much more powerful it becomes? Try it. You will like it. And if you're just coming in and you didn't hear all of that, rewind, focusing on your light, you get to dissolve all negativity, doubt, fear, resentment, they're all dissolved by this spiritual light of God. Wow. Are we blessed or what? Are we blessed or what? So from this point, every area your life will show dramatic improvement when you take on this energy and this power that the Creator gives all of us, none of us exempt. What once stood in the way of you and your direct connection with your source, your Creator, your God, your Lord, your Jesus, is now cleansed and purified in every way. If you accept that today, Only if you accept that today. Because you can stay in any state you want to stay in. You have that opportunity, that gift from the Creator as well. To just stay in a state of depression, stay in a state of confusion, stay in a state of poverty, stay in a state of lack and limitation, stay in a state of illness. You can stay in any state you choose to stay in, because that is your gift from the Creator. Choice, decision, power. Don't be afraid of the word. Stand and face your gift. The power to be depressed. The power to be joyful. The power to be rich and wealthy and beyond good measure. Beyond massive measure. The ability to be sad beyond massive measure. You can choose today what you want to choose. Right now, for this powerful decision that we can make in life about our lives, for our lives, in our lives. So, what will you choose today? Whatever it is, it'll work. Whatever you choose today, it's going to work. Just trust. Now, what is going to work for? Bring in that fertile imagination, and you will find out. Listen, we're here for you. We're here for you. All of us are here for you. All of us on the playground that's raising their hands and saying, yes, I am the one today. I will be the one today. I will shine my soul. I will listen for the word. Because somebody has their head in the sand and they don't want to take it out yet. It's okay. It's okay to be where you are. It's okay if you don't want to take your head out the sand today. You don't have to. It's your right. It's divine right for you to keep your head in the sand and not want to hear nothing until you want to. But just know that when you are ready, there are people who, with all of their flaws, who are perfect in their imperfections, that are ready to assist you as each of you moves through this lifetime. This is what you have right now. This is, no one can tell you how you can, what you need to eat, what you need to think, what you need to do, how you need to do whatever it is that you need to do. They can tell you, but you ain't, that your choice is how you're going to deal with the circumstance of what happens. Plain and simple. Whether somebody's telling you what to do, whether somebody's doing something and you want to react to it, whatever, if a train wreck or whatever it is, you get to choose. The earthquake, the tsunami, whatever happens, you get to choose how you want to respond to this. You get to respond to this. You get to choose. I'm have to wrap it up, but I want to leave you with this today. Because if you haven't heard anything else that I've shared with you today, just hear this. You get to choose. Truth, choice. Decision. You can choose what happens for you by how you choose to see it, to feel it, and to experience it. Oh, I love you. I bless you, and I thank God for you. Much love to you. Pastor Al, have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful week. See you next week on the playground.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.